Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Solentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate you listening. Today, we're going to talk with five women's basketball newcomers. We have Asia Strong, Amani Jenkins, Rachel Johnson, Anae Adams, and Shamira Duncan. We appreciate you listening to the Roundhouse Podcast. We invite you to rate and review the Roundhouse wherever you get your podcast. You can find more Wichita State athletics content at GoShockers.com. Amani Jenkins, a 6-foot freshman from Dallas, Texas, South Oak Cliff High School, joins us. Imani, favorite Halloween candy, favorite Halloween costume?
I would say my favorite Halloween candy would be Reese's, and my favorite Halloween costume, I never really wore a costume, but I would say, like, the Backyardigans.
Okay, very good. Did you play a sport other than basketball? Do you have a favorite that you really enjoyed?
I mean, I ran track. That's pretty much it other than basketball. But I do like football. I do like to watch football.
Watch football? You a Cowboys fan?
No, I'm a Saints fan.
Saints fan? How did you get onto the Saints instead of the Cowboys?
I'm actually originally from New Orleans. And we moved to Dallas during Hurricane Katrina, so that's why.
So you stuck with the Saints and Drew Brees. Very good. okay, let's say you're in practice, you're matched up against one of your teammates. Who's the one that causes you most problems on defense? Who's the toughest defender that you go up against in this team?
I would have to say Fifi, out of Fifi and Rachel. Yeah, they move pretty quick on defense, and they're solid.
Favorite movie, book, TV show that you would recommend?
My favorite movie, Love and Basketball, and my favorite book is Old Yeller.
Old Yeller. Yeah. Wow, you're going way back for that one. What do you like about Old Yeller?
It's like about, I just like the dog, like, part about the dog, like, he lost his dog or whatever, and it reminded me of when I lost my dog. So,
right. You're new to Wichita, new to Wichita State. Which teammate is helping you get adjusted to college life, on the court, off the court, all of that?
I would have to say it would be Fifi. It'll be Fifi and Asia Henderson, yeah, and Jada.
What's the best advice they've given you?
Fifi just basically told me, she know I'm going to be homesick or whatever because my first year or whatever, just try not to stay in my dorm as much. Try to, like, be active and not stuck in my dorm because I could be depressed. It can make me depressed. And Jada was just like, you're a freshman, you got time, just make sure you be on time with everything and, like, always do your best, like, go hard in everything you do. So, and listen to the coaches.
Listen to the coaches. Good advice. Get out there and experience college life. You're wearing number 3, correct?
Yes, sir.
Is there a story, a significance behind why you picked number 3?
Honestly, because I'm a 3-point shooter, so it's like number 3, like 3.
Okay, makes sense. Easy story. Favorite WNBA or NBA player?
I would have to say, she's new, but she's been, like, my idol. I would say Kennedy Carter. She's, like, she's a dog, man. I don't know. That's all I got to say about her. She's a dog. Like, she got that fight in her. They go get it. So, it's, like, my favorite. But before her, it was Skylar Diggins.
We have Rachel Johnson, a 5'8" junior guard from Eufaula, Alabama, and Chipola College. A lot of Shocker athletes have come through Chipola here recently, and Rachel is one of them. Rachel, do you have a favorite Halloween candy, favorite Halloween costume?
A favorite candy would be Skittles.
Skittles? Okay, do you have a favorite Skittle flavor within the whole Skittles family?
Just the regular ones.
Just any kind of Skittles.
Any kind.
Other sports, do you have a favorite other than basketball?
I like gymnastics, swimming, I like to watch, and track.
And track.
Just watching the
girls.
Did you run track or?
No, I just did gymnastics though.
Okay, very good. Interesting sport. Do you have a favorite movie, a book, or TV show that maybe you got into during the stay-at-home time that you would recommend?
My favorite movie would be Hobbs and Shaw, the new Fast and Furious movie. It's pretty cool how they redid that. I don't do too much reading. I'm not a book person. Okay. But our coach did give us a book to read over the summer.
Oh, okay. What book was that? Book. Or what was it about?
It was about some guys, they basketball athletes, they were struggling coming up as kids and, practice, games, they were basically a team. Like kinda like Coach Carter, right. Something like that.
Right. Inspirational kind of a book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Coaches are big on those kind of books. That sounds good. Which teammate is the toughest defender to get matched up in a practice here at Wichita State?
I would say Mariah McCulley. She's very competitive. She competes every game, every practice. She goes hard. And Fifi as well. Them two stick out to me the most. I look up to them too.
New here to Wichita State. Which teammate is helping you out get adjusted to all the new things in your life?
I would say Asia Henderson. She's a returning post from last year. She's very, nice and kind. She takes me around, takes me to the store all the time. I really like her the most out of, friendly teammate-ish kind of girl.
You're wearing number 4 for the Shockers. Is there a story behind number 4? Any special significance to that number?
Well, my original number is 1, but going to Chipola, I was 4 at Chipola, so I just stuck with it. I like it. Skylar Diggins wore number 4, and I like her, so maybe I can just say for Skylar Diggins.
For Skylar Diggins, that leads me perfectly into my next question. Do you have a favorite WNBA player, favorite NBA player?
Yeah, Maya Moore is my favorite WNBA player, and LeBron James is my favorite NBA player. Two GOATs.
Two goats. Okay, yeah. Maya Moore, what do you like about her game and the way she plays?
She's just all around a great scorer, leader. She does great things on and off the court. I just really, really love her game, and I just see resemblance in me and her game. I see myself being like her on the court.
Aja Strong, a 6'2" junior from South Bend, Indiana, and Trinity Valley Community College in Texas, is with us. Aja, let's start. You are number 00. Is there a special significance, a story behind picking that number?
I got this number from last year in my JUCO, and I just want to stick with it.
It's been a good number for you then.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Halloween candy, a favorite Halloween costume?
Favorite Halloween candy? I like Twizzlers and like Reese's, but it's not like Halloween candy. It's just regular candy, but be on Halloween,
Sure.
So Reese's.
You're a basketball player. Do you have a favorite sport other than basketball?
I like tennis, but I never played. But I like to watch it. I ran track in high school, so I like to watch track.
Okay. What events did you run in high school?
I did hurdles. I did the 100, the 200, and sometime I do the 4x1 or the 4x4.
So you were a sprinter?
Yeah.
Okay. Hurdles is tough.
Yeah.
Your knees get banged up?
Yeah, I feel a lot. It's embarrassing, but it's fun. Yeah. Good memories.
Hurdlers have to be tough. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take us inside Shocker basketball practice. Who's the toughest defender that you get matched up against?
The toughest defender... we really haven't really played against each other. I would say Tridada, she got good defense, so I'll give her that.
Okay. Do you have a favorite movie, a favorite TV show or a book maybe that you would recommend?
I like Love and Basketball, favorite movie. I watched it 1,000 times, and I'll watch it again.
I believe Imani also had that movie as her favorite.
Oh, yeah.
What is it about that movie that people enjoy so much?
It's just about a girl, Hooper. She goes to college. She got a scholarship. And she just learned how to, adjust. It wasn't easy. you know, and then she found love, and then Ned was also playing basketball, so it's just basketball. I liked it. It was just a good movie.
Which of your teammates is helping you get adjusted to college life here at Wichita State, on the court, off the court?
I would say Rachel, because she came from a JUCO, and we also both juniors, so we got to adapt together, and she just be like, oh, it's different than JUCO. I'm like, yeah, we got to, you know, higher standards, you know? So we talk about stuff like that. So I think she helped me throughout the year, and I can help her as well.
How would you describe some of the biggest differences between junior college and here at Wichita State?
JUCO, I mean, it's taken seriously, but I feel like here is, like, higher expectations, and they just want you to, you got to be on time, you got to do everything they tell you to do, the way they want you to do it. JUCO was more laid back, slack, like, oh, we going to get practice, but if it's practice not hard or, you know, you're not working hard, it's not like they're going to on the line, you know? Well, they will. I don't know how to explain it, but it's very different.
Are you enjoying the higher expectations?
Yeah, because I want to play to my full potential, so I need people to push me to my full potential.
Do you have a favorite WNBA player, a favorite NBA player?
My favorite NBA player is Anthony Davis on the Lakers. And then my favorite WNBA player is Asia Wilson from Las Vegas Aces.
Tell us about Asia. What do you like about her other than her first name, I guess?
Her game is exactly how I want to play. She plays at perimeter. She can shoot it, or she can just, she drives. She's very tough. She rebounds. She got like a step back shot. She shoot over all of her defenders. She just know how to, she got very, like, good counter moves. So, like, if someone stop her left hand, she'll go around and finish with her right hand. It's just, I want to play just like her.
Shamaria Duncan joins us. She is a 5'11 freshman from Waco, Texas. Shamaria, I guess I've got to ask if you're a big Dr. Pepper fan and if you've been to the Dr. Pepper Museum in Waco.
Actually, I haven't. I have not been to the Dr. Pepper Museum. I actually meant to go, but we actually didn't forget to go because I guess, can I do it again?
I thought everybody in Waco had to go to the Dr. Pepper Museum. favorite Halloween candy, favorite Halloween costume?
My favorite Halloween candy would have to be Snickers. Snickers is real good to me. And my favorite Halloween costume would have to be Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, excellent. Yeah. Can you do the moonwalk, the dance?
Yeah, I can
the
do
moves?
The moonwalk, yeah.
Beautiful. Do you have a favorite sport other than basketball?
No, I don't.
Pretty much all basketball all the time?
Yes, sir. I love basketball.
Okay. You wear number 20 for the Shockers. Is there a story behind that number 20?
Actually, no, there isn't. Not really. I mean, because Ginobili wore it. He's one of my favorite players, and he played on the Spurs. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of my story behind it.
Okay, that's a good one. What do you like about Manu Ginobili?
I like the way he plays the game. Like, he's always getting to the paint, you know, diving people off, you know, and he can shoot real good, and I like to shoot too myself, so. Yeah.
Everybody likes to shoot. There's that Manu Ginobili compilation of ball fakes where he just sends everybody going. Mm-hmm. Do you possess some of those ball fakes?
Yeah, I actually do those in the game. Yes, sir, I do.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing that. Take us inside practice here at Wichita State. Which teammate is the toughest defender that you face?
Huh, the toughest defender would have to be Rachel. She's very quick and fast, and she gets to the spot. She beats you there every time. That girl is quick. And on top of that, she's very strong, too, so. Yeah, that's a good mix, you know.
Give us a recommendation for a movie, a book, a TV show.
Ooh, a very good TV show y'all should watch is The 100. It's very good. A new season just came out yesterday, y'all. Y'all should really watch that. It's very good.
And is that on Netflix?
Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix, y'all.
Give us a little taste. What's it about? Mm. Don't ruin it for us, but just give us a little hint.
Okay, I'm going to give y'all a little something. So it's these people, they were in space because Earth became uninhabitable. So then they went down to space. They sent down 100 prisoners from space down to see if it was habitable, like 100 years later. And they went down there to see if it was habitable. And yeah, and they went down there and had their own little ventures and stuff and went on their journey. And yeah, a lot of stuff happened. It's very, nerve-wracking. And it keeps you on your toes a lot. Like, you never know what's going to happen.
Wow.
It's a lot of turns in it.
And you said season 2 just
A new season came out. I want to say season seven.
Oh, wow.
Season seven or six. One of those.
Yeah. So you can devote a lot of time to the
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yep. Interesting. Which teammate is helping you get adjusted to life here at Wichita State? On the court, off the court, everything?
My teammate would have to be, it would be Ashley. Ashley's really getting me through basketball and just getting me through my classes. She's like really like helped me like get into the life of college and like made me feel better and like feel at home, away from home, you know?
So, what's the best advice she's given?
Whew. It would have to be to never be late to anything. Always be on time. Be early. Early is on time.
Early is on time.
Yes.
That's good advice for all of us, but especially college athletes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, you talked about Manu a little bit. Is he your favorite? Do you have another favorite WNBA?
No, actually my favorite player in the WNBA.
Well, let's go both.
Well, in the WNBA, it would be Maya Moore, and in the NBA, it would be Kawhi Leonard.
Okay. We have another Maya Moore fan. Tell us about your connection with her. What do you like about her game?
She kind of reminds me of me because, like, she likes to get to the paint, and she likes to use her fadeaways, and while she likes to use her mid-range game, too, and she can shoot threes, too. So, yeah, that's kind of, you know, how I play, too.
We welcome Ane Adams, a 6'1" sophomore from Jos, Nigeria, and Grayson College. Ane, do you have a favorite Halloween candy or costume? Have you participated in Halloween in your time here in the United States?
Yeah, I did participate, but I don't have any.
No favorites yet.
No favorite yet.
Okay. Well, your teammates have some favorites, so maybe they can help you out. So you come to the United States from Nigeria, you said 2 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about the adjustment. What's been the toughest thing? What do you like the most about this country?
The toughest thing is, I'll say it's transportation. Because whenever I want to go somewhere, I have to, like, struggle. But back home, there's transportation. Like, when you just go out of your house, there's a car waiting for you to take you wherever you want to go to. But adjusting so far, it's been tremendous. It's been great. The weather, because back home where I come from, the weather is kind of cold. So I adjust pretty well. Yeah.
I've done a lot of stories about international students over the years. A lot of time the food is a big transition. How's that been for you?
The food is not a big problem for me because I've been to Italy before and I ate their food, so it's kind of similar. So I don't have any problem with the food.
Excellent. You are wearing number 13 for the Shockers. Is there a special significance to number 13?
Yeah, there is a special significance. One stands for God, and then three is the like the three-in-one God. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So it's just like Trinity.
The Trinity.
Yeah.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite sport other than basketball?
Volleyball, yeah.
Volleyball.
I love watching volleyball.
Did you play volleyball?
I wanted to, but because of basketball, I couldn't, so.
So you were mostly basketball all the time.
Yeah.
Take us inside Shocker practice. Who's the toughest defender on this team that you match up against?
Toughest defender? None yet, because we haven't really scrimmaged yet, so we've been working on ball handling, penetration, and how to go around the baskets.
So you've been doing more kind of individual skill work,
yeah,
up till this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which teammate is helping you get adjusted to college life?
I'll say Seraphine Bastin. She's been awesome. I love her. She's really nice.
What's the best advice she's given you?
The best advice is you just have to do it no matter what. You're going to make mistakes, but just pick it up from there.
Do you have a favorite WNBA player or a favorite NBA player?
Favorite WNBA player is, what's her name again? Dwana Bonner. And then NBA, I'll say it's Steph Curry and Giannis.
Steph Curry and Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about Giannis's game?
I like the fact that he's tall, but he can attack the rim like he's just a guard. And then Dwana Bonner, again, she's really tall too, but she can handle the ball and then go to the rim. I love it.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos. No good. 1 second. It's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.